Sharon Beckerman of the Faculty Affairs Committee. It's Dr. Sharon Bannister. This letter has been months in coming. My frustration and disappointment in the system of promotion and tenure has not dissipated since that when I was informed about your denying Michael Reed's promotion. When I was told last spring by Dr. Edward W. Erner that Michael had not received his promotion, he also told me to do nothing about it, to talk to no one, to write to no one. Of course, I should have followed the example of other division chairs who contacted you immediately. New paragraph. I was a member of the Faculty Affairs Committee for many years, and I understand the constraints you face and the complexity of your decision-making. Several concerns were the degree that I feel that I must share them with you. The role of the, I believe that the role of the division chair in such matters as promotion and tenure is being eroded, period. I have been told that new faculty in the International Center have been told by a colleague, comma, quote, you don't have to please Jean, period, capital. Please the members of Faculty Affairs, period, quote. Something is wrong when such an analysis is being made, period. I feel that in, new paragraph. I feel that in Michael's case, you should have been upfront with me from the beginning. If he should not have been applying for it, then, and if he should have waited, it would have been more humane to have said, we recommend that you wait a year before applying. Or I also wish that you had been able to talk with me about the situation so that I could have been an intermediary for him, or so that I could have given you insights into the merits which he possesses, which are, in my opinion, unique enough to warrant some special interpretation. New paragraph. Instead, what has happened is that a lot of damage has been done, particularly in the case of Michael. Consider, for example, that, no, just forget that. I'll finish that one later. New paragraph. I would like to recommend that you give close attention to what you do for a division 1 year as it applies to the next year. In other words, consider from 1 year to the next what you're doing to individual divisions. In the case of the International Center, for example, in 1988-89, your committee granted a promotion to Dr. Marilyn Ward, who had been here three years and had the PhD. In 1989-90, your committee rejected a promotion for Dr. Michael Reed, who had been here 3 years and had a PhD. In the case of Dr. Ward, I realized that she had taught before in a high school. However, in the case of Dr. Michael Reed, he had years of experience with migrant education at the state level. It is still in the field of education, dealing with teachers. And I feel that letter of the law does not always work. So that in our case, it has made some real, it has put many questions in the minds of our people in the division. New paragraph. I believe that the university may need to look particularly at faculty who are teaching in the graduate program, or programs as we get others. For one thing, and also to look, in our area, in our areas, make it plural, a number of courses must be rotated. In order to get them all offered, and our faculty have to be flexible where they are hired to be able to teach in a couple of areas. In the case of our graduate program, for example, it would be impossible for a person to be a professor to be able to teach and perfect, so to speak, one or two courses, offering them on a regular basis. If that were to be true, we would never be able to offer all of our graduate courses, and we would never be able to graduate anyone. The same is true at the undergraduate level, where in language some courses are rotated on a three-year rotation at the upper level. And in the case of bilingual education, the rotation is every other year. So that this provides a set of circumstances that and again I'm going by hearsay since I never have been able to talk with your committee, it would seem that if this is true, that you want a teacher to not teach a lot of different courses, but to hone in on certain courses and perfect them by offering them over and over again, none of the people in the International Center should ever apply for promotion or tenure. That would include Dr. Marilyn Ward next year for tenure. Guard to Michael, he is without a doubt one of the finest teachers I have ever taught with. I have ever observed or taught with. Michael and I team teach a course, Multiculturalism in the Classroom, and I see him on a regular basis. In addition to being very bright and very and always being prepared, without a doubt, always prepared, he is a fair teacher. He is a hard but fair teacher. A number of students even tell me he's the best in our International Center. And some of the students telling me this are students who are leaving because of probation. I also believe that Michael's national reputation should have counted for something, since the majority, certainly, of our teachers at the University of Findlay do not have a national reputation to point to. The only way that we will be able to teach, be able to keep the specialized and outstanding teachers in our international center will be if they can see that there is a fair way of determining their qualities when it comes to promotion and tenure. In the case of Michael, a lot of damage has been done, both to him and to others in our division, and Michael is not interested in seeking a promotion at this time. As I mentioned at the beginning of this memo, my frustration and disappointment have been as much at the lack of communication with the committee that I was told should not exist, as at the results of the committee's decision. It would seem unprofessional and certainly unfair to have no line of communication between the division chair and the committee, at least to answer questions and at least to be told what's going on, to have no appeal, no procedure for finding out what had happened, seems in 1990 to defy all of the laws of fair play and openness that should exist in an academic community. I don't have the answers, but I am concerned that we have come to this point, as I said, after the many years that I had spent on faculty affairs. Thank you for allowing me to express my concerns. Remind me to call Weston Library as soon as possible. Remind me that we need to do the requisitions to pay our four speakers. That I need to call Charlene to see if she can just get some sort of coverage for these speakers. And whether or not we're going to have any media people coming before the dinner. I'd like to have you set up a meeting as soon as possible for at least an hour meeting. And this will be to the following people, and you can put them in alphabetical order then. Michael, Miko, Magda, Ricardo, and Paula and I. And it'll be for me. And it will be regarding a ad hoc committee on the long on the our strategic plan or the center's strategic plan. If you could set that up as soon as possible, and it may be that early morning is going to be easier, even if it's an 8 o'clock meeting. I need to find the form that says that I have to send $125 to Washington for that meeting on the 11th. Also, remind me to talk to Paula about the best way to pay Jill for the furniture. I have the list.